In a year that's been full of uncertainty, Superintendent Talisa Dixon says no plan is final.
We know our families will like to receive final plans now. COVID-19 simply does not allow it.
But one thing is certain, schools in 2020, 2021 will be much quieter. Under the plan proposed Tuesday night, education will be completely online for high school students for at least the first two quarters of the year. They can work with other students and CCS teachers online or opt for a self-guided program called CCS Digital Academy. K through 8 students will have the choice of attending the virtual academy as well or opt for a blended approach of brick and click, 2 days in the classroom and 3 days online, completing assignments or doing more intensive work on the classroom lessons. Plans are still being made for special education, English language learners, and technical and trade programs. The plan relies heavily on technology, which the district scrambled to assemble when schools closed statewide in mid-March. Close to 20,000 Chromebooks were distributed to students, but Chief Information Officer Vedana Virney says an additional 20,000 are needed, and internet access needs to go beyond the mobile hotspots.
We are actually working with other stakeholders in the city to embrace broadband access as a public utility and how to give it to families in the city of Columbus.
In order to limit kids' exposure while they're in school buildings, K through 8 students will be grouped in homerooms to spend the day together for class, meals, and recreation. And to cut down on transportation and other scheduling hassles, families with multiple students will be grouped together in the Monday and Tuesday classes or the Thursday and Friday classes. Staff will be required to wear masks while at work. Students will be required to wear masks on the bus and strongly recommended to keep them on in the classroom. The new requirements will cost close to $100 million for one-time and ongoing expenses. $27 million will come from the Federal CARES Act, but the remainder will need to come from the district's general fund. Some of the budget items approved by the board Tuesday evening for the first 3 months of the school year include $200,000 for masks and over $560,000 for hand sanitizer. Transportation remains another uncertainty, as making provisions for social distancing would cut bus capacity in half. Superintendent Dixon says making plans for transportation, staffing, and other allocations means the district needs to act quickly. While the school year won't begin until after Labor Day, Dixon says registration for the virtual CCS Digital Academy will begin July 13th and run through August 1st.